our weekend warrior, Anthony Dockrell, joins me in the studio. Good morning.
Good morning, Nick.
Now, what was happening this weekend? Because I'm not being funny. I literally paid no attention at all.
Oh, look, it wasn't a very busy weekend, but one thing did happen. It was our 1 month anniversary of seeing Trump.
1 month?
Yeah, it's 1 month since him and us became a thing. Now, you know when you start seeing someone, there's a number of important milestones.
There are.
Like the first phone call.
Yes.
Malcolm Turnbull will never forget that one. But Nick, what happens on the third date?
Well, I don't know what your third date's like, and I'm not sure I want to talk about mine.
It's a big one. I think we all know what happens on the third date. I don't need to draw a picture. The third date was January 20. And I think we all remember waking up the next morning, looking around for our undies, just feeling a bit sad and sorry for ourselves. You know, and after third date, the next milestone, as far as I'm concerned, is just making it past week two. Week two is a kind of a milestone in any relationship. Like it's real. It really is a thing. You know, we tried ghosting him on social media. You know, we thought we could walk away from this. You know, it was just a quick flirty thing. It wasn't that serious. But we're sick, Nick.
We are sick.
We are really sick. It's been a month. It's 1 month. I just feel dirty.
Yeah.
I feel used.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure how to end this, Nick.
No, I don't know either.
My real fear is I'm going to wake up and we've wasted 4 years. 4 years on this relationship that was doomed from the beginning.
Not even four. What about eight?
Now, look, I can't break from this dysfunctional relationship, but you know who might? California. On the weekend, people in California are out collecting signatures. They need 585,407 signatures, and that means they can have a ballot in 2018 about whether California leaves the United States of America and becomes its own country.
California wants to secede?
Well, people in California do. Now, it might sound a bit strange, the idea of California becoming an independent country, but consider this. California has a population of over 40 million people.
Wow.
And a GDP greater than Russia.
I did not know that statistic.
Yep, I double checked it. It's true. Does that sound like a viable country?
That sounds like a very viable country to me.
Yeah.
What would we call it?
California.
Oh, which seems very disappointed. I was having like, you know, the new Californian Republic or something like that.
Yeah.
Actually, I think I just stole that from a video game. Sorry. Let's move on from that before I get accused of theft and plagiarism.
Look, my advice to California is do it. Do what we're too afraid to do. Just make it permanent. Build a wall.
Nice.
Yeah. Leave it open at where Mexico is. Yeah. Trump marked the 1 month anniversary with a rally in Florida, and he told us what we already know. Things are good, tremendously good. The administration is running smoothly. To use his words, Oh, so smoothly. Which is amazing when you consider he inherited this huge mess.
He's turned it around so quickly.
You know,
it's amazing.
Like, you know, he inherited low unemployment, a growing economy, you know.
It's pretty rough. You don't know how to come back from something like that.
Now, he attacked the media for lying.
Of course.
Yeah, the problem, Nick, is the media lie.
I do all the time. I can't help it.
Yeah, look, TRCR has a newsroom. Well, it's fake news.
It's fake news. We just pump it out.
They're just making it up in there.
Straight away.
Yeah, they just got a whiteboard and they just stand around and go, we haven't done this for a while.
Yeah, sure.
You know, that's what happens to CNN, Washington Post, New York Times.
Fake news.
Yeah. All the time. Now, yeah, look, you know, they'll be coming, what will be news headlines in about 10 minutes?
Yeah, sure.
It's rubbish.
It's all fake. It's all fake.
I have to be careful when I leave the studio. Yeah, but look, you know, we're 1 month in, and look, I want this to work. Donald, I'm really trying. I really am. I want this to work. So the fake news is coming up soon.
The fake news is coming up soon.
Now, look, I'm not the only one. There was a poll done by Fox News. 8 out of 10 Republicans trust the White House more than the media.
8 out of 10
Republicans? 8 out of 10. If you think Trump is talking to himself...
He's not, think sadly, again. At all.
Now, look, Trump also did raise some eyebrows on the weekend with that rally because he talked about a terror attack in Sweden.
It was horrible, I hear.
Yeah. And look, these are his words. Look what's happening in Germany. Look at what's happening last night in Sweden. Sweden, who would believe this?
Who would believe it, indeed?
Yeah, well, look, I did look into this. And to get to the answer, I actually had to go to the alt-right. And I had to go to a particular website called InfoWars. Oh, now, do you know InfoWars,
yes,
Nick?
Yes, I know InfoWars.
Now, for the listener who has no idea what InfoWars is, it's an offshoot of a radio show by a guy called Alex Jones. Now, Alex Jones is a little bit like Alan Jones. He's just a lot more shouty. And he's also obsessed with the Illuminati and the UN taking over and a world global conspiracy.
Unhinged doesn't cover it.
Yeah, well, look, basically, InfoWars is like an elevator ride with Malcolm Roberts. Well, look, InfoWars has a story about this, and they said that Trump was referring to a story on Fox News on Friday night about an increase in refugee-related violence in Sweden. So no terror attack, but just remember, you know, Trump doesn't get his briefings from the CIA, he gets it from TV.
Or possibly InfoWars.
And he doesn't necessarily talk in complete or even coherent sentences. I mean, that it's just another of his adorable quirks. I mean, we're 1 month in, we're still in the honeymoon. That was the weekend.
I don't know. Thank you so much. I don't know how you actually put up with going through that cesspool every week, but I really do appreciate it because I wasn't going to.